It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. As Planned Parenthood clinics in Madison and Milwaukee resume abortion services for patients, we examine this moment with Tanya Atkinson, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. And you can take part in the discussion. Call in with a question, share your views at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tanya, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Oh, good morning, Kate.
Good morning. Abortion care now available at one of your clinics in Milwaukee, one in Madison. What is the demand for appointments like in the first week back?
Yeah, the demand is great. We opened appointments on Thursday, and the appointments were filled within 24 hours.
Has that intensity continued for your staff?
Yes, it has. It's clear that the need is there, and it's clear that, people in Wisconsin, absolutely need and deserve that care right in their own backyard.
What are the challenges of resuming abortion services after nearly 15 months?
Well, I think the biggest challenge was, getting the legal clarification that we needed. And we're thrilled when that finally came. When Roe was overturned, we Planned Parenthood Wisconsin did not contend that law automatically went into place. And at the same time, it was there was a lot of there's a lack of clarity, which would have a huge impact on people's lives, the providers who are caring for patients. And so so when that clarification finally came from the Dane County Circuit Court, we were able to move with some speed to get our operations back up and running, because we were incredibly fortunate that all of our staff stayed with the organization and were ready to go.
So I'm wondering, and we're going to get to the ruling or to the judge's opinion in a moment, but, especially for patients who did travel out of state for abortions, are you communicating with your patients about the new change to your services that they can receive care here in Wisconsin once again?
Yes, absolutely. We're communicating with people in, as many ways as we possibly can, from media to online communications to call center. So we're really getting those communications out there as much as we possibly can.
Why start with clinics in Madison and Milwaukee?
Excellent question. So prior to Roe falling, of 72 counties, Wisconsin only had 3 counties with abortion providers. Planned Parenthood Wisconsin had centers in the 2 centers that are open in Madison and Milwaukee. There was another independent provider in Milwaukee. And then Planned Parenthood Wisconsin also had at our Sheboygan Center provided medication abortion only. So we resumed care in 2 of the 3 centers where we were providing abortion care and are logistically trying to work our way toward reopening again for medication abortion in Sheboygan. The Sheboygan Health Center is open and has been providing the rest of the scope of services and looking at how we can logistically resume providing medication abortion in Sheboygan.
So looking at the from your perspective of the judge's, Dane County Circuit judge's opinion, and as you reopen, the judge saying the 1849 ban only applying to non-consensual feticide. So why base your decision on that?
Well, because the judge made it clear that it did not apply to voluntary abortion, which is the services that we were providing. And when Roe was overturned, we knew we had 2 paths forward in order to restore care as soon as we possibly could. One was a legislative path, which isn't available right now, and the other was a legal path. So as soon as that clarification came from the court, we immediately began working with legal experts, physicians, stakeholders, and are incredibly confident in our decision to resume care because the judge could not have been more clear in her opinions.
What is considered a consensual abortion under Wisconsin law?
Well, I think in the ruling, it's the contrast. So, the care that Planned Parenthood provides, that other healthcare providers you know, provide with regard to abortion care. You know, that's the termination of a pregnancy. And then, you know, with feticide, as you stated in, you know, in the opening, that, you know, that is, you know, that is, for example, in the case that made its way to the Supreme Court, was an act of severe battery where, somebody battered his partner who was, you know, near, giving birth, and that, that baby died.
So assaulting, battering the mother. Okay, feticide definition there, and the judge pointing that out in that July ruling. So, you know, what is your plan for abortion services in the future if court opinions rule in favor of the 1849 ban?
Well, if, you know, if the courts do rule in favor of the 1849 ban, then very unfortunately, we would have to suspend abortion services again.
We're talking about Planned Parenthood resuming abortion services in Wisconsin this week with the organization's leader, Tanya Atkinson. You can join in with your questions and what you would like to share. The number to join in the conversation is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Tanya, rewinding to June last year, the U.S. Supreme Court eliminating the national legal right to abortions. How is the uncertainty over abortion care affecting women's health?
Well, the information, the research is coming out across the country. This is having a devastating impact on women's health across the country, women's safety across the country, people across the gender spectrum who need an abortion across the entire country. You know, we know that, you know, while, you know, for example, Planned Parenthood Wisconsin had abortion navigators that could help people, you know, get to other states, you know, possibly remove some resource barriers. At the same time, you know, the need to travel is insurmountable for some people for a lot of different reasons. And certainly we've heard stories from Wisconsin and from other states where people are asked to travel out of state for, you know, in conditions that they probably shouldn't be traveling in, like ectopic pregnancies. So so this is, you know, this is it's devastating and it's dangerous.
Can you help us walk in the shoes of Planned Parenthood navigators, what they were doing and assisting and what it is like now?
Yes. So the navigators are still, you know, doing their work. Certainly, the landscape across the country has changed. Prior to Roe falling, it was still very difficult to access abortion in the state of Wisconsin, and so Planned Parenthood Wisconsin already had a network of support. You know, financial support, other resources for people who needed to travel great distances. With the Navigator program, people could make an appointment directly, and they could then, you know, work with the Navigator to understand what, you know, what the needs were, where was it best for people to travel. You know, did they need overnight lodging? Did they need transportation? And the navigators could, you know, book the transportation directly. So, you know, a lot of Wisconsinites that access care that we're aware of went to Illinois. And if somebody had a resource or support system in New York or California, the navigators could, you know, could help with that. I think the biggest thing the navigators saw and the question they got was regarding the expenses of needing to travel out of state.
What would those expenses be like? How much?
Well, it would, you know, depend on the individual.
Sure.
So, you know, beginning with childcare costs to lost wages, the transportation, if you have your own vehicle or if you need to, you know, have some other kind of transportation made available, depending on your situation, do you need to stay overnight in another state? You know, so the expenses, and then the procedure itself, of course, mm-hmm. the healthcare services itself. So those expenses can, you know, really add it up very quickly for people.
I wonder, over the past 15 months, how has your relationship with out-of-state Planned Parenthood clinics, how has that changed?
Well, we definitely have, you know, much closer working relationships. We worked very closely with our friends at Planned Parenthood of Illinois, and our team members who are providing abortion in Wisconsin drove to Illinois throughout the week to expand access to care because so many people from across the country were, you know, going to Illinois, including Wisconsin patients. So So when the leak happened and we saw that Roe was going to fall, we began developing that infrastructure with Planned Parenthood of Illinois. And our navigators and others, of course, would refer to any abortion provider, not just Planned Parenthood of Illinois. But we developed an infrastructure together. And on one day a week, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin solely ran one of the health centers in Illinois.
It sounds like you have created new systems, new processes in order to continue to serve in your fullest capacity.
Yes, that's correct. There are new systems and processes, you know, both for Wisconsin and, you know, and across the country. And at the same time, you know, it's critical that people have access to abortion, and they have access to abortion as near to their home as possible.
Tanya Atkinson is CEO of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. You can join the discussion at any point, calling in with a question, adding your insights, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We examine the legal and the political landscape in Wisconsin as Planned Parenthood resumes offering abortions at two clinics, Madison and Milwaukee, after nearly 15 months since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Call in with a question or share your thoughts at any point in the conversation. The number is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We have Tanya Atkinson with us, president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. Tanya, as you bring back abortion care at your clinics, how prepared are your staffing levels, or did they never change?
That's an excellent question. Our staffing levels didn't change. We were incredibly grateful that the team stayed with us, and you know, a number of them traveled to Illinois, providing care in Illinois, and they do share that when a Wisconsin patient would hear that they had Wisconsin providers in Illinois, the patients would share there was a level of comfort in that, knowing that they were kind of in it together, as it were. So some were traveling to Illinois, and others were providing other services. In Milwaukee, we expanded services, including vasectomy services, as well as adding additional cancer prevention and intervention services through colposcopies and LEAPS. So the team stayed intact and were ready to resume the minute we were able to do that.
We saw on the federal level, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin introduced the Reproductive Health Care Training Act in June. Are you concerned about the pipeline of trained abortion providers in Wisconsin?
Well, that's an excellent question. When Roe was overturned, immediately the medical colleges across the state were sharing that people who were slated to come to Wisconsin were questioning whether or not they should come to Wisconsin. Our physicians have shared that they know of people who decided not to come to Wisconsin, people who were already in Wisconsin questioning whether or not they should stay, both for their education, and often these are young people of reproductive age themselves, and understanding how dangerous it is, to be pregnant in a state where you can't access abortion care.
Since last year, the Federal Justice Department Civil Rights Division, it's filed at least 10 criminal cases of violent action toward reproductive health care providers. Is opposition to abortion services affecting the mental health of your staff?
So that's an excellent question. And, the health and the safety and the security of our patients and our staff is always our number one priority. And, This is a service that they believe in very strongly, that they are incredibly committed to, and at the same time, certainly the harassment that happens out in the environment, the political environment, can be tiring, and so we ensure as an organization that we do everything possible to make sure that they have the supports in place, so that they can take care of themselves while they're taking care of others.
We've heard from Nancy from Milwaukee, called in to discuss birth control. And Nancy thinks that abortion appointments filling up within 24 hours is an indication that people need to take birth control more seriously. What is your reaction to that?
So birth control is very important, and the reasons that people need an abortion are as numerable as the number of people that need an abortion. So abortion is not birth control, and again, the reason people need abortions, range widely. So I agree that if people want to contracept, they should have access to that. And we do have 22 health centers across the state. All of them provide access to contraception for people. So definitely agree with that. And at the same time, because there was such a need, does not necessarily indicate that people are using abortion for birth control. It indicates that people needed abortion access in their backyard.
Do you think is abortion politics affecting the mental health of your patients?
I can't speak to the mental health of the patients. I can say that when Roe was overturned, we had people in our waiting rooms, and our staff had to go out when we were given the instruction to stop providing care. Staff had to go out and tell people that that decision that they just made for themselves, somebody else just made that for them, and they weren't able to, provide care for them that day and work to find appointments elsewhere, and know that some of those patients, it was devastating. For some patients, it was, hard to believe. Some patients showed up anyway, even after having conversations about not being able to access care in Wisconsin, because it was so unbelievable that their state. You know, I'm from Wisconsin. Wisconsinites often love Wisconsin, right? That their state of Wisconsin would let this happen to them.
What was that June day like for you personally?
Well, I mean, I think about, for us across the organization, it was terrible. It was terrible to know that there were people, both on that day and then the days that follow, appointments were already scheduled. All those people that needed access to that care were not able to get it, and how, it's really hard to put into words I keep saying devastating because I think that's the best word. I mean, it's challenging. It's been challenging to access abortion in Wisconsin to begin with, and then to have this, additional incredible barrier. It's hard to know that people are being harmed when your organization's role is to help people.
We're talking about Planned Parenthood resuming abortion services in Wisconsin with the organization's leader. Tanya Atkinson is here. You can join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Bill in Southwest Wisconsin. Hi, Bill. Go ahead. Bill, can you hear us? Oh, I think we're having some difficulty hearing Bill. And I think one Bill wanted to address the court ruling, and could a lawyer make the case for infanticide and the difference there between infanticide and feticide? Could you address that, Tanya?
Well, I am not a lawyer, so I'm sure there's a lot of different ways that that lawyers could argue that question. What is clear to us is that Planned Parenthood Wisconsin provides voluntary abortions, and the judge has made it clear that law doesn't apply to voluntary abortions.
You mentioned earlier that you're looking at the path through courts and that the legislative path is not possible now. As you look to the courts and you see the new Supreme Court makeup of a liberal majority, what impact does that have on the decisions you make going forward as an organization?
Yeah, thank you for that question. So our decision to resume was squarely a healthcare decision. And we knew at the time, and I'm sure most of your listeners know that there are a lot of machinations right now happening between the legislature and the Supreme Court, and whether or not there's going to be an impeachment, and you know, there's a lot happening there, and so you know that is an unknown to us, and you know our commitment was to resuming care as soon as we possibly could. We found that legal path forward, and we're able to resume care. Certainly, we're paying attention to what's happening at the Supreme Court, and what's happening between you know and what's happening at the legislature, but there was no reason for us to delay the care. And we can't make our healthcare decisions based on what's happening with Wisconsin politics.
And you say Planned Parenthood will never back down until abortion access is protected and expanded for patients. In our last minute together, what are your next plans for expanding abortion care?
Yes, thank you. We do consider this a first step, resuming access. Wisconsin has got some of the longest list of unnecessary, politically motivated abortion restrictions of any state in the entire country. And so it's critical that even though, you know, abortion was available in Wisconsin, it often wasn't accessible to people. So those unnecessary restrictions, we have to look at how do we get you know, get rid of those, and then continue to move forward long term. How does not just abortion, but reproductive health care, you know, the full scope of reproductive health care, how is that depoliticized and instead, you know, supported and becomes a you know, an expected public health investment?
Mm. And what about funding stability in our last moments here together? Do you have the funding to be able to break down those barriers?
Well, we... you know, we continue to move forward. We've got, you know, certainly this is a priority investment for us. Mm. And so, we're, you know, looking at ensuring that we do prioritize our resources so that we can move those forward. And certainly we have supporters, you know, and at the same time, you know, it's a big investment, and it's a priority investment for us. So we are going to do everything in our power to make sure that we can continue moving that long-term goal forward.
Tanya, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate. Appreciate you.
Tanya Atkinson is president and CEO of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.